Hello?
Hi, good evening. This is Christine, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for any donation. May I speak to Kelly Bishop?
Yes, you heard.
Thank you very much. And would you prefer to take this survey in English or in Spanish?
I only speak English.
Thank you. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I sure am.
Thank you. Sex of respondent?
What do I sound like?
Oh, I know you sound like female, but we have to still ask the question.
I know. Who are you calling with? Who are you with?
Okay, we are an independent research company, but we are only doing is since your opinion is very important for us, we can hear directly from people what problems are affecting our community. So this is basically the survey that we are conducting.
Overpopulated, open borders,
okay.
Inflation, crime, homelessness.
Okay.
Drugs. There you go.
Let me go to the questions. Because I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances for you voting in the elections for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and of other offices in November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are
you
the chances?
Right.
Almost certain or probably?
You damn right, I will be voting.
Thank you. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote most of the times, only vote some of the time, or do you
always vote?
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction? Or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Kern County's pretty good, but we're going to head in the wrong direction if things don't turn around.
In the right direction?
In the right direction in Kern County. At this time,
okay.
It has been fairly well.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each of them as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Salas, would you say you have very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Okay, very favorable. Kamala Harris.
Very unfavorable.
Leticia Perez.
Very unfavorable.
Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as a county supervisor? Okay. Overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be re-elected, or do you think that someone new should be given the chance?
Somebody new should be given the chance.
Okay. If the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the elections for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote, Leticia Perez County or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
I wouldn't vote for her, and I already told you I don't know who the other one is.
No, I have to read the two options, like Leticia Perez or Kim Salas, or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, Which candidate do you lean? Letitia, County Supervisor, or Team Salad?
No. Neither.
Okay. Now, tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisor. Crime, climate change, jobs and the economy, housing costs, county taxes, roads and traffic, homelessness, other or don't know?
Crime, homelessness.
Okay. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas for each. Please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing.
I already told you I don't know who that is.
Okay, so you would say that, well, I'm going to read it and you can either select very convincing, somewhat, a little, not at all.
I don't know who that
or
is.
Or don't know.
Don't know.
Okay, so would you select don't know to all of them?
I don't know who that is. Kim Salas. I don't know who that is.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you very much. After hearing more information, if the elections for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates were only Letitia Perez, County Supervisor, Kim Salas Assembly, District Director, for whom would you vote? Or still undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Well, if the elections were held today and you had the decision right now, to which candidate would you lean, Letitia, County Supervisor, Assembly District Director, or undecided?
Undecided.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the statements about Letitia Perez. For each, please, of them, please, whether the statement is accurate, raises very serious doubts. Serious doubts, minor doubts, or real doubts in your mind about voting for Letitia Perez for County Supervisor. As a County Supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California.